Steve Cochran.
Will you please report to the radio booth?
It's Steve Cochran from the Allstate Skyline Studio
on 720 WGN.
Well, in the midst of a world that has Aunt Becky's trying to buy their kids into college, it's good to have a good story that is not that at all. President and CEO Jonathan Swain from Lincoln Limited Scholars is in studio with us. And Jonathan, thanks for coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
You actually are part of this program?
I was. I was an alum in this program many years ago.
All right. So the focus here, now that you're running it, you're going to make it even better. I have total faith. But the focus here is on African-American students, high achievers, who might not otherwise get a chance to go to a great school.
Absolutely. I mean, what we find is that a lot, you know, every student a lot of our students have the potential to do a lot of great things, but there's a gap between their potential and opportunity. And so what our goal is to do is to try to fill that gap with whatever resources are needed so that their potential can meet up that opportunity. And when it does, you know, great things happen.
Is this just about the ridiculous costs of college, or is it also about admission and getting in?
It's about admission and getting in. I mean, look, it all comes together. They're all challenges, right?
Right.
But, you know, some families don't have access to some of the social networks that others have to understand about college, understand how to navigate certain things. When you talk about academic preparation, like standardized test prep, a lot of students don't have access to get that kind of standardized test prep. And when you talk about a lot of schools around our city, some of them have great college counselors and some of them don't have that as robust college counselors. And so we try to fill those gaps wherever we can through the programming we provide and also the mentoring that we provide the students.
And are you learning more about the gaps that need to be filled?
Absolutely. I mean, every year, and when we do our kind of feedback loop, if you will, we're always trying to figure out and learn, you know, what kind of things can we do to better improve our students? And we're working actually now at the University of Chicago, helping us build a framework that will help us analyze that over the long term.
So you got a super smart kid, lives in maybe a tough neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
comes from a difficult home, doesn't have enough money for his own iPad or laptop or smartphone. That's part of it, too, I would suppose, right? Because technology is key.
Absolutely. And sometimes schools provide those, but sometimes they don't, right? I mean, for our program, the rock bottom of what we do is about college prep education. So it starts there. So we have to start there. So sometimes students don't have the access to the neighborhood school that they might want to, mm-hmm. or if they don't get into a selective enrollment school. And so sometimes we help to fill that gap. They can go to a top quality college prep school. But from there, we try to provide the things that they need to help them get through and beyond college.
Talking to the president and CEO of Lincoln Limited Scholars, Jonathan Swain's here. So there's been talk for a long time about how the standardized tests are biased and possibly unfair to minority kids.
Mm-hmm.
That to me seems like every problem has an immediate fix, mm-hmm. a midterm fix, and a long-term fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change overnight.
Right.
So that's a longer-term fix. Mm-hmm. So is the idea here to get them ready for the test they have to take now?
Absolutely. I mean, you hear a lot of colleges that are starting to walk away from the standardized test, from mm-hmm. the standardized test as a part of their admission process. But that's not every college right now. So I think you're seeing a tide turn where schools are saying there's more to a student than what they do on a Saturday morning taking a SAT or an ACT.
Sure.
But until that happens, our goal is to make sure that our students are prepared as well as they can be for those tests, because for a lot of schools still look at those as indicators or predictors of future success.
Who's helping out? Any partners you want to give?
We have a lot. So I think the bedrock of our program is our mentors. And so every student that comes into our program in eighth grade, again, our program is from ninth to 12th grade, every student is assigned a mentor through those 4 years. And so they have been the bedrock of our program for the long term. We've gotten a lot of corporate supporters that have supported us. And Allstate, for example, is a corporate supporter.
Good people. I don't know if you noticed.
I walked in, that they're all around the room here. So they're corporate supporters of ours. You have other companies like Synchrony Financial that's a supporter of ours. CA Ventures is a supporter of ours. And so we're seeing a lot of corporate folks. Deloitte is a supporter of ours. We're seeing a lot of corporations looking to partner with organizations like ours where they can not only support us financially, but also get their teams involved to help help their teams kind of grow in this mission of giving back to community.
How do you measure success? Because a kid goes off to school, they're in now. Have they learned something through the discipline of your program so they can handle themselves once they're put in that environment?
Yeah, I mean, programs like ours, I mean, one of the key indicators is not only college acceptance, but they always want to look at college persistence, which mm-hmm. is, you know, how do you get to your sophomore year, and then also college graduation. And so we've had a great college persistence rate, 95%. And then from a college graduation point of view, we're at 68%. We're pushing towards 85% over the next few years. That's where we want to be as a goal. But in terms of African-American students, we're double the national average for African-American students finishing college in 4 to 6 years.
It's amazing when you think about it that the national average is at 34%.
Financial need or financial means has a lot to do with
it. Because kids have to bail, right? They can't afford to stay in.
You know, schools are expensive, especially if you're not able to get scholarships. I have three sons. My oldest son's going to college next year. So I'm walking through this process with our families as my wife and I are looking to see where our kids are going to school. And so it's a daunting process all around.
Who found you? Who's the person that pointed you out as somebody that, you know, had potential and they wanted to help?
Well, actually, my brother was in the program before I was.
Oh, he was.
I have a brother that's 10 years older than I am. And so he was in the program before I was. And then, and so I kind of followed in his footsteps.
Well, how do the kids come to you now?
Well, we have a lot of partners and relationships around town, a lot of grade schools, community partners, a lot of high schools, parochial high schools and private high schools around town. As they see students, they're saying, hey, you need to go talk to the Link Unlimited program as somebody you should partner with. And so because of that, we were able to get a lot of students. I mean, we have our we get applications from more students than we can accept. And so there's a huge need out here for students, African-American students, that need this kind of support.
Yeah, the more financial support you get, the more kids are going to be benefiting from it.
Exactly.
How big a deal are guidance counselors in this? Because in my world, guidance counselors are the folks that see kids. They come in, they've had some troubles at home or trouble on the street or whatever. But guidance counselors see this kid's got nothing but potential. They just need to be helped to get on the right path.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you see that in talking to parents. You see that in talking to guidance counselors. But the one thing that we try to do in our program is to provide a very individualized approach. Because a lot of times, guidance counselors are in schools and they're seeing 200 or have a portfolio of 200 kids, say, for example.
It's a ton.
And so they're not able to connect with the students on an individualized basis as they may like or may want to. And so what our goal is to try to support that and try to make sure that for every kid is different. So whatever this kid needs, we try to help this kid. Whatever this other kid needs, we try to help him with what he needs or she needs. And so we try to make sure that each kid has a specialized program for what we do.
And Link Unlimited Scholars, these kids are vying for some of the best schools in the country.
They are. I mean, you know, we call it success anytime a kid gets into a competitive college. But we've had kids go to Harvard. We have kids that went to Stanford, U of I. I mean, I attended Duke University, for example. We also have kids going to historically African-American colleges like Howard University and Hampton University or Hampton Institute. We have kids that have gone to Illinois Wesleyan, Kenyon, Knox College, University of Iowa. So all around the country, because it's all about the fit for that student and that school.
Do you help them figure out what is the best fit? I mean, kids
can
come to you and go, I don't really know what I want to do, and do you help them figure out maybe where their strengths are?
We do, because, I mean, we're walking with these kids over 4 years, and so our staff can kind of have a good sense, and we're working with the mentors and say, hey, this kid may not fit in a big school environment. They may get lost, or this kid might not work in a deeply rural environment, and it might not work for them. So we're trying to figure out where the best fit is for them personally, where the schools that they're going to get the right support, feel like they're a part of the community, and also obviously are getting the most financial support as well.
You ever run into self-esteem issues with kids where they don't know it's okay to dream? They don't know it's okay to not be just cool and hang with your guys, and you know, you got to bring them in and go, look, you got a lot more to offer.
You know, fortunately, our kids don't have that issue. I mean,
they want it.
They want it. I mean, we're looking at, when we do our program, our screening process, we're talking to parents, and we want to know essays from parents. What are your dreams for your kids? Mm-hmm. Students, what are your dreams? And we really want to get a sense as to where do you see yourself? And our goal is to try to help with the parents, and the mentors, to try to keep those kids on track to get to where they need to be. And fortunately, we don't really have that. What I think the bigger challenge that we have, or what we try to do for our kids, is give them exposure so they can dream bigger.
Sure.
Right? So we're sitting in a in a beautiful, you know, studio right now. There are a lot of kids that have never been in something like this.
Sure.
But may have heard the radio and said, how can I be a part of that, right?
Right.
How can we expose them to people that are in industries and professions that they may not know anything about, but that might be their life's passion?
Well, just so you know, you open invite.
You
open
got it.
Invite.
I appreciate
Anytime
that.
Anytime you want everybody to come
I appreciate
up
that.
Even if they just want to look at the lake from here, because it's a nice view.
It is a beautiful view.
It is
view.
A nice view.
Right? That's right. Jonathan, how do we help?
You know, if you're looking to support us and looking to learn more about us, you can go to our website, linkunlimited.org. Check us out, learn more about us, and if you'd like to support us, there's ways to do so on the page.
Corporate types that might be listening, same thing, just contact you through the website?
Same things, yes. You can contact us through our website, and we develop packages and programs with businesses so that we can not only talk about, you know, financial support, but we can also talk about how can we partner our scholars with your workforce, because philanthropy today is about not just about money, but it's about involvement in all things.
Sure.
And so we find ways to be able to connect in real ways.
What'd you study at Duke?
I studied economics and African American studies.
Did you know you were going to do this? Did you want to pay it back?
Well, my father raised my family to believe that, you know, you can do well and do good at the same time, and that you have to give back, and it's being civically involved is an important thing to do. And if you're not, you're really not living your full life. So I knew I'd be doing something like this. I don't necessarily know that I'd be in this position and doing this thing at this particular time,
right.
But it fits, because ultimately, you know, my personal passion is about helping people to achieve their full potential, and so this is an opportunity for me to help create a program where it's not even one-to-one.
Sure.
We can create a system so that kids can achieve their full potential over the long term. So,
you know, and you were talking to Viv off the air, you love your job.
Well, I do. Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing better than being able to get up in the morning and you can't wait to get to work, as opposed to saying, I can't wait for work to be over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Every day I'll get excited about the things that we're doing, how we are changing the landscape of Chicago's future leaders, how we're really diving into the challenges of the African-American student and making sure that they can persist and succeed against all odds.
Link Unlimited Scholars. Website one more time.
Linkunlimited.org.
Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.